The new television season is upon us now, and perhaps not surprisingly, not every program is a winner. NPR's Netta Ulaby checked in with a few television critics about the worst of the new fall season, and she has this offering on what to avoid.
Of the many stinkers that litter this fall's TV landscape, the absolute worst, says Linda Holmes, is an NBC comedy called 20 Good Years. Holmes is a blogger for the website Television Without Pity. The pity here, she says, is that 20 Good Years stars two comedic lions, John Lithgow of Third Rock from the Sun and Jeffrey Tambor of Arrested Development, play a couple of older men who decide to live it up.
Those are actors who between them have 16 Emmy nominations and 4 wins. And in the very first scene that they play together, Jeffrey Tambor takes a racquetball to the groin. And that's not a good sign in terms of making the best possible use of the resources that you have. You have a jockstrap joke in the same half hour. You have John Lithgow in his Speedo going for the sort of ha ha ha. Here's old John Lithgow in his bathing suit.
I am the reborn!
It's enormously cheap, and I honestly can't imagine what would possess those two actors to be in that particular show. It's just horrifyingly lazy from a creative standpoint.
How did this happen? I mean, this is so, it's so not funny.
That's Peter Ames Carlin. This show made him choose between his professional obligations as a TV critic for the newspaper The Oregonian and his humanity.
When I watched that show, a lot of it was with my hands in front of my eyes because I just sort of felt like, I felt so bad for these guys.
I wish you were a woman. Pardon? Think about it. You're my only successful marriage.
Why can't you be the woman?
On the dramatic side, Carlin and Holmes both agreed that the absolute worst was a CBS show called Jericho.
What's happening?
Jericho concerns the unlucky residents of a Kansas town that seems entirely godforsaken.
They come to understand that what appears to be nuclear bombs have blown up Denver and Atlanta and maybe other major cities in the U.S. All you know is that the apocalypse has arrived and there are dead birds all over the place, and it's just very unpleasant.
A relentlessly unpleasant show is made more so, says Linda Holmes, by its jarring Hallmark sentimentality, which fits oddly in a plot otherwise notable for a dark concept and enigmatic characters.
What you have there is fairly obviously an attempt to capitalize on the success of Lost. It's a bunch of people who are isolated. They're in this disastrous situation, and of course it ultimately has a lot to do with the triumph of the human spirit. So it's very schlocky, but also extremely upsetting.
Wizard, help! Wizard, please!
I think they're dying!
There's a sequence in which there are a bunch of imperiled children. And any show that can't get through the first hour without a bunch of imperiled children saved by its hero is already going pretty deeply into the toolbox of bad.
A dissenting pick for worst new TV show comes from comedian Andy Kindler. He critiques TV in his stand-up act, and he's been a sitcom actor.
The one that was the most annoying was a show on ABC called Men in Trees.
Hello, I'm Erin Frist.
I am a relationship coach.
Anne H. stars as a glamorous women's self-help author.
How many of you think that finding the one, is going to make you happy?
Her patter and techniques struck Kindler as unimpressive.
Like, for example, she uses, like, road signs to say, if you're in a relationship, sometimes you have to stop.
You've got to watch out for the signs.
If he's not treating you well, you have to detour.
You are never going to be able to
merge.
Not every new show is a dead end, say our critics. If you're looking for good TV, they recommend the following: Studio 60 Live on the Sunset Strip, Friday Night Lights, and Betty the Ugly. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.